Good morning and happy birthday, happy anniversary, University of Healing. And God Unlimited, the uni, oh, I saw 39, okay, Herb, I got it. I saw her holding up some fingers, didn't really get it, but I know it's 39. And you know what? I was thinking about that yesterday, and I thought, I found the university, or the university found me, when it was only 9 years old in 1984. How about that, Herb? 9 years. Wow. Was still a child.
Yeah.
Yeah, happy child, though, yeah. And how it found me, or how I found it, that's the secret of the divine order that that we teach here, that we share here, because that the university exists at all is totally divine order, is totally divine intelligence, and finding me needs quite some
intelligence, some
divine order that goes above what I call intelligent. Okay, well, it found me in 1999. You see, we are in 2000. I think it's a long time ago. 1984. Okay, got it. So, and it all started when I was a kid, laying in bed thinking, how do I exist? Do I exist? If I weren't here laying in bed, would I still exist? If I weren't Sylvia Maria Enns, would I still exist somewhere else? And I couldn't sleep that whole night because I couldn't get to the, I couldn't find an answer that satisfied me. And well, that was the start of thinking about who I am. And finding the uni was a divine pattern that is really beyond any imagination. Just the knowingness that I'm always in the right place at the right time. So when I grew up, I had a neighbor family, the Fishers, and they had a daughter. And she was 2 years older than me, and she was my total role model because she had all the music that was hip at the time. She invited me to her favorite television shows and so on. Well, she was my role model. And as life goes, I grew up, she grew up, I moved away, she moved away, my parents moved away, and we lost touch. And in 1983, my mom calls me and tells me, you know who I met while I was running errands in our old town? Sylvia. And to tell you the big news, she's just living 10 minutes from where you live. I lived somewhere near Zurich at the time. So we met, and she told me about her life. She was a fashion designer. That made her naturally even more a role model in my life. I admired that. She could design these beautiful clothes. Well, anyhow, we met, and she said that she had been reading self-help books and self-improving books, and that she had been to a seminar, and his name was Felix Eschbacher, and it helped her a lot. And she said, well, maybe you want to try that too. It could help you out too, and on your search. And I said, okay, I'll do that. So I went to a weekend seminar with Felix. It was okay. Not earth-shattering, new or exciting. But on a group walk on the first evening, Felix told me, you know, there is an American philosopher coming to Largs in 2 weeks, and I just have a feeling that you would really like his philosophy. I think that his philosophy could be your philosophy. And that night, he said, I'll give you a pamphlet tomorrow morning about the seminar. So that night I had a dream. I met my teacher in my dream, and I had to solve a problem, and it was difficult. And he gave me the problem to solve and left me. And I solved the problem, then he appeared again and said, I knew you could do it. And okay, so that was my dream. Next morning, breakfast, Felix comes up to me, gives me a pamphlet. I open it, and there was a picture from Herb, and I said, oh no, that's the man from my dream. Yeah, that's how it goes. And that's how I went to the first seminar with Herb. And after I've been to the first seminar of Herb, my mom told me again, you know what? Sylvia's moved again. I said, no, really? Where did she go? Well, somewhere, I think to Austria or so. She has a fashion designer job there in a big fashion company. And there she went out of my life again. And there you got the story of divine purpose, divine interaction, divine order. I mean, I think of that story and it still gives me goosebumps because it's amazing, and yet it's not amazing. It's just what life is all about, what life on this planet is. And I know I'm the creator. I didn't consciously create it, but the divine in me, that God knowingness in me, knew exactly what to do to get me to where I wanted to go. And where I wanted to go is to be and live this philosophy forever. It's been my philosophy since I found it, and that's it. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to me, happy birthday to the uni, and thank you, Herb, for thinking it into existence. I'll be eternally thankful to you and to me. And to all of you, John and Ellen. So I've got to mention John. Happy birthday to all of you.